taking you way back with a local tune from Gecko Moon, Green Green. George Ezra before that, and another green track, Green Green Grass. You see where we're going. We're heading to the green right now. And what a green it is, I've got to tell you. Zimbali Lakes Resort is in the spotlight this morning, and last week I got a chance to go and see just how green the grass is growing, and wow, the Gulf side is shaping up so phenomenally. And to give you the full sense of what was happening over the course of last week, why I was down there, and what it was all building up to yesterday, well, we've got the gang from Zimbali Lakes in the house with us. Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President from Zimbali Lakes Developments, in the house with us. Wayne, how are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, awesome this morning. Thanks, Mike. After a long week of some great golf, some not-so-great golf, but an exciting time for all the golfers that were there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. The chief caddy and
that's me.
And man who heads up sales. We've got Dave McGregor in the house with us as well. How you doing, Dave?
So we've got a new lap record on the kart track.
Yo, let me tell you.
Tell you something. It was great carts, fun.
They were wheeling around, and this was all part of a week's worth of golfing excitement under the banner of the only one. And I was lucky enough to crack an invite to the one media leg of the thing. And having never swung a club in my life, I gotta say that Wayne does a very, very proficient crash course masterclass, and I even felt confident after having had a little bit of one-on-one instruction. You got a gift there, Wayne. I gotta say, well, look, I mean, nearly 30 years with the PGA now?
Yeah, just over 30 years, Mike, yeah. So
you've got some some skin in the game and some experience on the green. But it's not everyone that has a gift for, you know, instruction. So I've got to say, you did a really good job putting all the newbies at ease. But there were, over the course of last week, some fundies as well, some really seasoned swingers. And what was it all about? What was this thing, the only one? How did it work?
Mike, you know, the Zimbali Lakes is a special development. It's something that offers so much diversity from an estate and a lifestyle facility. So, you know, you can't tell people that through a picture. You can't tell it to a little write-up in articles and that. You need to get people on site. So we said, let's come up with a great event that actually has a difference that nobody else has done before, where there's a great prize at the end for a hole-in-one, which was a 3 million rand stand if somebody got it on day one. And let's get people on site so they can touch, feel, and see this thing. It needs to touch one of the five senses, and that's what we did. You know, we ended up with 140, 150 odd people coming through the week, and experiencing exactly that.
Man, and we talk about the five senses. Dave was telling me, you gotta see this green, man. You gotta see this grass. It's like a billiard table. It's so yeah. And I thought, okay, hey, there's a salesman here. But whoa, when you get onto that special bent grass green. I've never experienced turf like that, and this is something really special for golf on the KZN coastline. Am I right? It's not just a sales pitch. It's the truth, hey, Dave?
No, you're 100% correct. You know, it's the only new golf course being built in South Africa at the moment. So, and probably Wayne says won't be another one for the next 10 or 15 years. So, you know, to have the only new golf course being built right here in our precinct is fantastic. But having said that, the bent grass, you know, bent grass doesn't do well at the coast. It's the humidity and the saltiness of the air. And I think Wayne found a Super 7 seed, genetically modified seed that came from Florida in the States. And it just thrives in these conditions. And as you can see, I mean, I'm still an aspiring golfer. So for me, just to rub your hand along it and just feel, it's almost synthetic. It's so good. It was fantastic. The guys loved it.
And I tell you, but it's alive. It's real grass. Just the most perfect golfing surface you've ever laid eyes or run your hand along. And the day that I was lucky enough to be on the scene, seeing and feeling and swinging, it was just incredible to see how the sculpture of the landscape has really taken shape now. And you've got the guys from Golf Data who are the masterminds behind designing this absolutely incredible course, and some really clever And thoughtful approaches to crafting the landscape. You were just explaining some of the points to the novices about, you know, how they've taken into account aspect and the way the ball will roll if you don't quite get it far enough. As a serious golfer yourself and a PGA professional, give me your take on just how awesome this course is, Wayne.
Mike, there's so much that goes into these things, and having golf data involved in the golf course itself is in itself a blessing. These guys they really know what they're doing. They do most of Jack Nicklaus golf courses in South Africa and Africa, and from a construction point of view, get involved in the design as well from his perspective. Yeah, so taking this design, it was critical that we followed the KZN landscape. You know, you keep on with these beautiful, soft, rolling sort of mounds and hills that follow the sugarcane fields along our coast, and that blends back into the entire estate. So you don't get something that suddenly pops out and says, "Wow, this doesn't look like it fits in." You know, it actually blends into the common areas and into the homing part of the estate, and vice versa, the homes blend back into the estate. So it's a work of art that what these guys do, and then taking that design and making it very playable. Is another art in itself, you know, and making sure that, you know, your balls aren't rolling into trouble, but rolling back into play, you know, because that's been the brief to these guys. We want people to come and have a golf course where they come back and they're actually having great fun. You know, it's not like, well, being beaten up by Mike Tyson in the ring when he's a little bit angry, you know. You don't come out feeling too good after that. So that's not the intention here. You know, if you're a good golfer, it'll test you. You want to play off the back. If you're just a beginner type of golfer or an average golfer, you can play the golf course from a various set of tee boxes, and you'll find it fairly forgiving.
Amazing. And obviously, it makes it accessible and to someone who's buying into the Zimbali Lakes lifestyle and who might not necessarily already be an avid or an experienced golfer, to then be able to get into it and to build on that and to actually, you know, soak it up for all that it's worth. It's such a, you know, as I say, getting down there and experiencing it and actually, you know, whizzing around in a golf course and seeing how it's taking shape, it's like a real aha moment. And just an incredible environment when you're able to appreciate, you know, from different points. You've got sea view, you've got lakes, you've got rolling greenery and natural vegetation as well, and it's like a little world within a world.
So I always say, you know, when you drive along the N2 and the M4, you catch glimpses of it. You may see the sprinklers going, or you see that beautiful green on the fairway. And it's lush. It really looks good. But what people don't realize is that there's so much work going on between in the little valleys. And, I mean, 17 of the 18 holes are already being shaped. So when you can get buyers in there and you can touch those five senses and they can come and just have a look at what we're achieving, that, for me, is 50% of my job done. Because if I can get them on site, they're going to buy. Yep. Not a doubt.
Yeah, and I think also, Dave, I mean, the golf course is one aspect of it, you know, and I think it was testimony to all the people that came this week and the comments are just blown away, but I didn't realize something like this existed between the M4 and the N2, because there's so much space in between all of that. And how undulating, we call it almost like an IMAX estate. It's just got it's this thing on steroids, and there's so many aspects to this thing that people can't imagine unless you actually get there. As you say, the sea views, the lake views, the forest views, the river views. I mean, there's a little bit of everything in that. And then obviously come all the amenities that go with it, from the sporting facilities to the shopping centers and garage site convenience shopping and doctor's rooms and access to everything around us, you know, which is literally within 15 minutes, if at the most.
Wow. You had some serious contenders, I mean, not just on the golf front, but some serious names, some big hitters, VIP investor class folk that were taking part over the course of this week, this only one golf event. And the deal was, every day you had two groups, sort of a morning and an afternoon crowd. And that from each group, the two that managed to swing and get that ball closest to the hole then went through to a big final that played out yesterday. And I was looking at the weather and thinking, well, where's the home of golf? Is it St. Andrews, Scotland? We had kind of a bit of a grey Scottish kind of day. Yeah. But I believe the weather actually gave you a perfect little gap to play out the final yesterday. Am I right, Wayne?
Yeah, it absolutely did. You know, we woke up and it was pouring with rain. And by the time everybody pitched up, you know, for the final, and by the time we needed to get into golf cart, it stopped raining. And then we're off to the seventh hole, and we let guys warm up with five or six balls there just to get used to the same distance they're going to hit, because they get one shot at winning the, you know, the big prize of the 3 million rand stand on hole four. And there was no rain. We went to the fourth tee box. We enjoyed some snacks and some drinks, and then the guys eventually hit some balls. I think the last three or four guys had a slight drizzle that were in there. We did our prize giving on the tee box, and evidently we also had a great sponsorship from International Bank Vaults, who sponsored a 1 ounce Kruger Rand coin valued at 39,400 rand, and it was wonderful, so nice to hand that prize over to the guy that got closest to the golfer that got closest to the pin over the 7 days, which was 53 centimeters. It was a great golf shot, and so it was really nice to hand that over, and thanks to them. Also, a good sponsorship from Callaway, who came to the party. And everybody knows, you play with Callaway clubs, you're going to get it close to the hole anyway.
There you go.
You can buy a little bit of the swing as well. Yeah, so the weather played its part. I mean, we got through it, and it was just perfect. By the time we got back to the office, it started raining again. So, you know, they say good weather follows good people. So it was fantastic to have all the guys here this week and experience it.
Gee whiz. Look, I felt like, the warm-up leg, that was when I had my aha moment, and I was able to connect the ball with it was like a feeling like I'd never experienced in my life. That was obviously with Wayne's instruction. And then getting to the actual moment of truth now with all the eyes on you, and then suddenly I feel like I'm made of wood and everything's seizing up. And is there something for that, there's something to be said about that big match temperament, hey, being able to perform under pressure when everyone's looking at you. But I totally duffed it up on that one. Did you see a bit of that?
Dave can certainly tell you about that feeling, you know.
rubber legs and the stiff arms. But anyway, you know, the thing is, I think Wayne said he's going to make this an annual event, which is going to be phenomenal. Like, all the guys who are involved with us want to come back bigger next year. And I think this can be quite unique, something special for the Balito area. And we eventually, over the years, can build it into a massive, almost semi-international type competition. It's going to be amazing. Big plans.
It's the only one. And if you want to get yourself down to experience a lifestyle, that is really the only one of its kind. Zimbali Lakes Resort is now very much on the map. And this is your opportunity to get in while the getting's good. What's the smartest way to go and book a little stroll on the green and whiz around on a golf course, Wayne or Dave?
I think just go to our website, www.zimbalilakes.co.za, and there's a form there, you can fill it in, and we'll be in touch with you. We call this one it's a hole-in-one, but we changed it slightly. We called it a home-in-one. And that's actually our ethos. We are a home-in-one at Zimbali Lakes.
Hey, it sounds like a win to me. And guys, well done for the week that was. And looking forward to swinging again in the not-too-distant future for one of your tee boxes. What do you say?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mike. It was awesome.
You heard it, yeah. On Radio Life and Style.